USA Radio News.
At least one gunman opened fire today at a Houston area high school, killing at least 8 people, most of them students. That's according to authorities. The school was locked down around 8 a.m. local time when a gunman came into a first period art class and started shooting. Take a listen as one student describes the scene.
He saw the kid walking down the hall, and he looked suspicious and whatnot, like he said he had a gun or something. So he ran. He went down the hall, like walking, you know, casually, didn't want him to know. And then he pulled the fire alarm, so we all went outside. And then we heard 3 shots. So, you know, I grabbed her. We're all running. So I ran towards the trees because I didn't want to be in sight of whoever, you know, was shooting. And then I called her, my mom, and then I saw 4 more shots. And I heard 4 more shots, and then we ran to this car wash over here.
We're also seeing now the school district came out with a report that just said there were possible explosives found at the school and off campus. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Continuing coverage of our top story, a school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, where at least 8 people are dead, and most of them are students. Right now, let's take a listen as Bob Strong is a former Department of Justice special agent. He talks about what is happening now since the shooter is in custody.
First of all, they're going to try to find out whether or not anyone else is currently involved. That's the first priority. So they're talking to him about who he has spoken with. Is anyone else involved? Are there any more weapons, any more co-conspirators? That's the urgent issue. And at the same time, they're combing his social media. They're looking through his personal computer. They're looking through his phone. They are really doing a full court press to find out every possible connection that this individual has. And that's what's taking place right now.
And USA Radio News will continue to update this story as the situation unfolds. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up just over 10 points on this Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Ted Cruz took to the Senate floor yesterday to discuss what's really going on at the Gaza-Israel border and why Hamas is more involved than what the mainstream media is leading you to believe. Let's take a listen to a portion of what he said on the floor yesterday.
For several weeks, we've seen riots and violent attacks at Israel's border, terrorist attacks that culminated in the attacks that led to these shootings in self-defense. The rioters, they used massive tire fires to create smoke to cover their attacks. They used guns. They used pipe bombs. They used Molotov cocktails. They used grenades. They used mechanical catapults to attack the border and to attack Israeli troops. They tie petrol bombs to kites. And they launch them to set fire to Israeli fields and livestock. The kites... Well, let's take a look at the kites. The kites that they use are painted with swastikas. Just so you're not confused about their motivations. There are pictures taken a couple of weeks ago of kites, of images of swastikas by the Hamas terrorists with gasoline bombs designed to commit murder and mayhem.
Senator Cruz's entire floor speech is available on YouTube if you want to check that out as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.